About 30 years ago, Bemidji churches got together to address a basic need, hunger. Since then, the Bemidji Community Food Shelf has provided meals for thousands of our friends and neighbors. Throughout the month of March, many area food shelves will take part in the Minnesota Food Share March campaign. It's one of the biggest food and fundraisers for many Minnesota food shelves. Area Voices producer Alana Hughes talked with Mary Mitchell, director of the Bemidji Community Food Shelf, and Joan, a volunteer and a user of the food shelf. Here's their conversation.
So, Mary, as we were preparing for this interview, I realized just how many misconceptions I had about food shelf use. Can you start by explaining how the Bemidji Community Food Shelf works?
Sure. Thanks for asking that. I think a lot of people in the community don't quite understand how the food shelf works. We are an emergency food shelf, and that means that we don't supply all of someone's food needs, but we do help. It's an income-eligible program, so they have to meet certain income requirements. They can come in once a month, and the food that they get at the food shelf should last their family 10 meals or 3 to 5 days. We interview them each time they come in and update their information. We use a particular software that generates many different reports so I can look at various aspects of usage for the food shelf. And then once they've had their interview, they go out into the store and we have what's called client choice shopping. We don't simply give people a box of food. They are able to choose their selections. So for example, if you were looking at vegetables, you could choose right now between corn, peas, green beans, and I think it's mixed vegetables. So it's nice because people then can take foods that they know their families will eat. It's more dignified, and also if they have a special diet, they can choose foods that they can eat.
And how often can people use the food shelf?
One interesting thing that we find with usage of the food shelf is that about 70% of people come only 1 to 4 times a year. And that's interesting in light of, you know, the fact that they're able to come 12 times a year. So we believe that people are coming because they need to come and not simply because they can come.
Mary, do you have a sense of how northern Minnesota communities compare with other parts of the state in terms of emergency food needs?
Yes. We know from poverty statistics that Beltrami County has a very high rate of poverty, as do some of the other northern Minnesota counties. We have many challenges here because of the rural nature of our state and the lack of opportunities. It's very difficult for people. And I think the public would be surprised at the people that do use the food shelf. We see people that live in chronic poverty. We see people temporarily affected by situation beyond their control. And that's why we're here.
And I know you get a lot of donations, but you also purchase a lot of food. Can you kind of break down the percentages for us and even talking about stretching dollars in a way that I think only a food shelf can do?
Right. We do purchase the majority of our food. It's somewhere between 50 and 60% of the food that we have in the food shelf is purchased. We buy much of it through the food bank. The food bank supplies food to food pantries and shelves. So our food bank is in Crookston, and that's where the majority of our food comes from. We do sometimes get free food from them, but the vast majority is purchased, albeit at a much lower cost than it would from the grocery store because they participate in federal programs. I think they figure we can get 4 to 5 meals for a dollar.
And the Minnesota Food Share March campaign is on now. How does that work?
It is so important to us, and I cannot emphasize that enough, because the summer months are typically when we see the highest use at the food shelf, and it's the lowest donation time. I think people generally think of giving to food shelves in the winter, you know, at Thanksgiving and Christmas. But when children are out of school and receiving subsidized breakfast and lunch, you know, all of a sudden in the summer they're home, and now we have to feed them 3 meals a day. So we see a big jump in use at the food shelf during those months. What this campaign does is it helps us make it through those summer months of high use and low donations. What we do is we keep track of the donations in terms of money and food that come in during March, and it kind of creeps into April, the first week in April. And then we report that to the Greater Minneapolis Council of Churches, and they in turn send us a check. It's a matching donation based on our use at the food shelf, and how much we've raised during the campaign. And it comes out to more or less 10% of what we bring in. So it's substantial because last year was over $10,000. So we're hoping we can again do well in this campaign.
And the food shelf also relies on volunteers. What kind of manpower do you get from your volunteers?
Yes, that's a great question because we have one full-time person, myself, and one part-time person who is kind of a warehouse slash maintenance person. And the rest of the people, hundreds of them, are volunteers.
Wow.
And it's a small miracle, maybe it's a big miracle, that every morning I come to work and I turn on the lights and I unlock the doors and these people just come in and they run the food shelf, basically. They do everything from, you know, receiving goods in the back to reception to interviewing, and it's just wonderful, the community support. Some of the positions have a little training involved, as with the interviewers, but, you know, the other jobs, people can just jump right in, and it's just been so much fun. And we also have our farm. That's brought in a lot of new people that are interested in working outside. They really went out into that farm and pulled weeds and harvested. So we ended up with a total of 10,000 pounds of produce last year because of their efforts. So, yeah, it's just really exciting, and we just hope we can keep it going. And if anyone out there is listening, is interested in participating in any way on the committee or physically out there, we could definitely use the help.
And we've got one volunteer here with us. Joan, tell us about your work at the Bemidji Community Food Shelf and how long you've been volunteering there.
Well, it's been for a while, and I actually help with the NAPS program.
And NAPS stands for Nutrition Assistance Program for Seniors.
Mm-hmm. And that's, the NAPS program is a program for senior citizens that are 60 years or older and under income guideline, and they can come in once a month. It's a three-hour window usually, and you have to be there to pick up. If you can't get there, they have a proxy that will help people that will come and get the food for you, because a lot of people who are at that age, they don't have transportation.
Joan, what do you like about volunteering with the food shelf?
I volunteer there because I like to do paperwork, and you know, you have to be perfect. We get recertified once a year, and then every 6 months there are certain things we have to ask the clients. But I just love paperwork and all that, so it's fun. And the people are all nice.
Yeah. And tell us about some of the people that come in. Is this a good way to get to know people?
Sure, because even with the NAPS program, the boxes are heavy, so most people can't really carry them anyway. So there's always somebody like from the college or other volunteers that will carry the boxes to the car for the elderly people. And it's fun. We're laughing. I like to have fun when I work or volunteer. So.
Sure. And what's in a NAPS box, Joan?
Well, it actually helps to supplement what you get at the food shelf. And there's usually two boxes of cereal, but it's all healthy food. There's rice or brown rice or noodles, two cans of vegetables, usually two cans of potatoes, two cans of fruit. Sometimes you get the canned meat, and then other times you might get like milk, you know, the powdered milk. Which I love because that's not going to expire. There's a lot in this box. I mean, I can't remember everything, but there's a lot in there.
And you kind of know firsthand the value of these boxes because you use the food shelf too. How has the food shelf helped you as a customer?
I'm very thankful for the food shelf. They're very kind. They make you feel comfortable when you're there. First, you go in for an interview. Like Mary says, they interview you each month. And then you receive a shopping list. And then you go in the back, you get to shop. And I'll tell you what, it's beautiful back. I mean, it's so neat and clean and wide aisles. And somebody walks with you through. Each person might have a different shopping list depending on the family, how many family members there are. You get a pound of meat. And I can make a lot of meals out of a pound of meat. I can stretch that, okay? I could probably get at least 4 to 6 meals out of 1 pound of meat. And then the produce always, it's neat. It's all sorted out. It's not just thrown in a bucket and you got to, it actually looks like in a store. And then eggs and dairy product. And a lot of times they'll get donations and they'll give in bulk. So I get a bag of like 5 yogurts. Well, there's another 5 days of my morning snack is yogurt. It's just wonderful. And then if they do get more donations than what's kind of like on their list, they have what they call a free shelf. So you get to pick one item for free on your shopping list, and that's fun. And I have a strict diet, So whenever anyone comes to help me, I said, I'm sorry, I have to read everything before I pick something, so be patient with me. And they are.
Yeah. And can you talk about how important it is to be treated with respect when you're visiting a food shelf and even having the right kinds of volunteers?
Oh, yes, because, you know, if you don't have the right volunteers there, they just start throwing stuff in your basket and they didn't even ask you if you want it. That's not good. To me, it takes my dignity away. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, they make sure you maintain your dignity in there. And that's very important. I want to help you. They're very helpful.
And why is it important for Bemidji to continue to support its community food shelf?
Oh, I would really be struggling if I didn't have the food shelf to depend on. Like sometimes I'll run out of eggs and I look at the calendar. Oh, I'm going next week. I don't have to go buy eggs. I'm a budget person. You know, I could not eat as healthy as I do now if it wasn't for the food shelf. And it's just a big stress relief for me. I mean, I am not going to starve without it. But I am eating healthier, and the stress is lifted for me because I know I can depend on them.
So, Joan, would you recommend volunteering to others, knowing what kind of impact it has?
Oh, yes, definitely. Please call or email Mary. You won't regret it.
You can get involved in a lot of ways, so many ways. To learn more, visit the BemidjiFoodShelf.org or visit the group's Facebook page. Most food shelves in northern Minnesota accept food and personal care items on a rolling basis. You can give us a call for more information, 800-662-5799. This segment made possible in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the Citizens of Minnesota.